time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, you don't convince your dad to let you drive the car by throwing a temper tantrum and then trashing the car.
That's not going to be helpful if you're trying to drive it.
Right. But if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing a temper tantrum and damaging 10 planes, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. How in the world did we do that?
Well, is a 23-year-old flight student out of Florida.
Oh.
He got angry when instructors wouldn't let him fly by himself. So he threw a temper tantrum and caught on video going from plane to plane causing damage. Stuff like damaging the throttles.
Oh, my gosh.
The planes have been grounded until, obviously, mechanics can fix everything.
Yes, and I can't even think about, like, tallying up the damage.
Well,
like,
they did.
Dollars?
Yeah, they did. He paid about $50,000 to go to the school, and allegedly he told the investigators he got arrested.
Okay.
That he was trying to get revenge by causing more than $50,000 worth of damage. He succeeded.
Uh-huh.
About $120,000 worth of damage.
Ooh.
So, I mean, when you think about, like, how much a plane actually costs, that's not that much.
No, I was thinking it was going to be way worse, to be honest.
Yeah, but
still not good, though. And I'm guessing he probably doesn't have it in his savings account right now.
Well, and he's not going to graduate flight school.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen for him either.
No, yeah. No. Yeah, so, again, not a way to convince someone to get your way by throwing a fit and then trashing whatever it is you want.
That is outstandingly bad. Like, people have lost the ability to deal with setbacks.
with emotions.
Exactly. Like,
I can't do it, no one can!
I mean, that is so extreme. Yep. Like, nowhere along the way of this little rampage did he stop to think, this might have repercussions.
Right, exactly. So, again, that's your setting the bar story.